The 145-mile transmission line would sluice electricity from Canada's Hydro-Québec dam system to the Lewiston area, where it would hook up with the regional grid, ultimately serving customers in Massachusetts. The project includes cutting a new corridor through about 53 miles of forest in western Maine and crossing the scenic Kennebec River Gorge. And all four candidates for governor are dubious about it.
I'm opposed to that plan.
Independent Alan Caron offers the strongest critique.
I don't think it's a good deal for Maine. I don't see what value and benefit Maine gets. Once again, we pay the price and southern New England gets the benefit, and it needs to stop.
Caron acknowledges, as do the other candidates, that the governor has no official say over permitting processes at the Maine Public Utilities Commission or the Department of Environmental Protection. But he says he would lead a campaign to rally citizen opposition. That's a contrast to the apparent stance of Governor Paul LePage, whose former energy advisor, Stephen McGrath, once said the governor would, quote, push this right through, unquote.
But I think the governor can certainly make the case to the people of Maine and mobilize opposition to a project that won't benefit us and will benefit other people elsewhere. So I would take this issue on forcefully. All across the state.
Democratic candidate Janet Mills and Republican candidate Sean Moody are also wary of the proposal, although not as firmly opposed as Caron.
I think until CMP demonstrates that that their transmission line proposal offers concrete and long-term benefits to the people of Maine, rather than just at Quebec and Massachusetts, I have very serious questions about it.
Mills notes that as part of its contract with Massachusetts, CMP is offering $50 million in energy efficiency investments for low-income energy consumers there, a benefit the company has not offered in Maine. And she argues that CMP's recent problems accounting for what some customers say are wildly inflated billing statements weakens the credibility of its claims in support of the new project.
And if CMP can't answer those questions first and foremost, I would question about their ability to build a financially sustainable transmission line that will benefit Maine people.
I feel like, hey, if we can't really advantage ourselves here in the state of Maine as a result of this project, then we shouldn't do it.
Republican Sean Moody sounds pretty doubtful at first blush. He's concerned about rafting and tourism businesses that depend on the gorge, but he's also quick to note a few benefits of the project. The installation of new fiber optic lines along the corridor, which he says will help out businesses in those remote areas. And he likes the idea that hydroelectricity from Canada will inject low-polluting energy into the regional mix. Moody says he is open-minded, but his ultimate support would hinge on whether CMP can offer Mainers a new revenue stream as part of its deal with Massachusetts.
I think we got to look out for the benefits of all Mainers and make sure that there's a monetary gain ongoing, not just a one-shot deal. And I haven't heard that come forward as of yet as one of the options.
Independent candidate Terry Hayes, meanwhile, says she hasn't had time to thoroughly research the question.
If I had to make the decision today, I would be opposed.
She's concerned, she says, about compromising the state's brand and a seeming lack of benefits for Mainers.
Which means if you really want to do this, win me over. Give me the information I need to become a supporter, and I'm not sure that it's out there.
The Public Utilities Commission's final general public hearing on the project is set for Wednesday evening at its Hallowell offices. There will be more hearings after that, featuring parties that formally applied for standing in the case. A final decision could come in late December. The State Department of Environmental Protection, meanwhile, has yet to schedule public hearings on the land use permit the project will need to move forward. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.